Chapter 2, Day 1, Part Epcot, read by Impere Lily. The first day in the parks started hectically. Apparently, Cherry had had Carla set an alarm for both of their rooms that went up at 7. All 8 of them, except for Joe, are still bleary-eyed and exhausted by the time they make it to the Skyliner port, almost an hour and a half later. They get to watch the sunrise in the Skyliner, but Ricky finds it really hard to look away from the way it makes Longa's pale hair shine. Joe had insisted that they needed to get into Epcot right away, though, saying that apparently the line for the crepe restaurant gets super long super fast, and it's the best place in the park to get breakfast. So, not long after 8:30, they're following along with the early admissions crowd and head straight for the France Pavilion. They get their crepes and split up to sit at 2 tables, overlooking the lake in the middle of the park.
Holy shit, Joe is so right.
Ricky moans around a mouthful of crepe and chocolate sauce.
This was so worth it.
You're gross.
Mia scoffs, but he really shouldn't be the one to talk. He's already eaten 2/3 of the berry crepe he's supposed to be sharing with Shadow. Shadow doesn't really seem to mind, though. In fact, it almost seems like he's asleep again as he silently nurses his coffee. Longa, surprisingly, hasn't really eaten much of the chocolate crepe he and Ricky are sharing. But then again, Ricky had overheard Longa and Joe talking about their plans to check out as many of the festival food booths as possible the night before or during dinner. Longa's stomach may be a black hole normally, but even he does have his limits, and he'll probably be pushing them today. Eventually, everyone is done with breakfast, and they regroup by one of the light poles. After a quick discussion on what to do before the reservation for the Ratatouille ride, they decide to check out some of the international pavilions. After a while of exploring the UK pavilion, they make their way over to the Canadian pavilion.
So, do you feel like you're home?
Ricky asks, nudging Longa's side with his elbow. Longa stares at him for a second, confused.
Yeah, but it's not because of the park.
The two blink at each other in silence for a bit, Longa clearly expecting some sort of reaction from Ricky, but Ricky has no clue how to respond. He doesn't know what he's supposed to say in response to that. He barely understands what Longa means by it. Finally, Longa sighs and drops his arm for where it had been looped around Ricky's shoulder.
I mean, it is pretty accurate. The rural parts look a lot like some of the places my dad and I would pass through when we go up into the mountains for weekends to snowboard. And the bigger buildings look like pretty exact replicas of some I can remember.
A wistful look crosses over Longa's face. The same one Ricky has come to understand means he's remembering the good things about Canada, the times before his dad got sick.
That's awesome,
Ricky says, hopping a bit. He jumps up and wraps his own arm around Longa's shoulder, switching their positions from earlier.
I love hearing you talk about Canada, dude. You always get so happy, and it makes me happy when you're happy.
Longa huffs a laugh and ducks his head in an unsuccessful attempt to hide the soft blush starting to spread across his cheeks.
I get happy when you're happy, too.
He murmurs. Suddenly, Cherry's voice breaks through the little bubble they built around themselves.
Coach Drew and Mia both mentioned wanting to see the informational video about Canada. Would you two be interested in that? Or do you want some private time?
Suddenly, Ruck's face feels extremely hot, and he instinctively jerks away from Longa, or sends him nearly careening into Mia.
Watch it!
Mia shouts, shoving him upright again. Ricky could tell it's not out of anger, though. He could hear the concern laced into the words. And now everyone is staring at him. Both the other 5 members of the group. Where the hell did Tadashi and Oka go? And several other people walking past them.
Ricky?
Longa asks, taking a hesitant step towards him. It takes a second for Ricky's brain to remember what Cherry had mentioned, other than that.
Yeah. I want to watch the video, if you're cool with it, Longa.
Longa is silent for a long while before he finally steps back and nods.
Yeah, okay.
They get to the theater right as the doors open, so they get to walk right in. As soon as they're lined up in the theater to watch the video, Ricky's brain starts running a mile a minute. Why did he react like that when Cherry had suggested he and Longa get some alone time? They're alone together all the time. It isn't anything weird. They're best friends. All right. If Ricky wants to take Cherry up on the bet, they have to be more than best friends by the end of the week.
Oh, that was why.
Because now he knows that Cherry knows. He knows that Cherry was suggesting it on purpose.
Are you okay?
Ricky has to bite the collar of his shirt to keep from yelping when he feels Longa's breath against his ear.
Yeah, I'm fine.
He whispers, and he can hear the strain in his own voice.
Why? Your face is really red.
Shit.
It's probably the heat. I'll drink some more water.
Naga levels a blank look at him. Reki knows he doesn't believe him. Why wouldn't he? Reki's lived in Okinawa his whole life. If any of them were to get a heat stroke, it'd probably be Naga himself. Although all of them definitely learned their lesson when they went to the beach that one time, and are all consistently on the lookout for the signs of it from him. A part in the back of Reki's brain starts whispering, here, now. He should confess in a place that's meaningful to Naga, right? And how much more meaningful do you get than in a theme park inspired by Naga's home? He doesn't even know what he's going to say. Just opens his mouth and gets ready to say something. But then Naga's eyes widen, and he looks away, back up to the screen.
That's where I'm from,
he whispers, a wide smile spreading across his face. And Ricky's barely disappointed that he didn't get the words out. Not when the alternative is seeing Naga smiling like this.
Those two are up to something,
Mia mutters. He eyes Reki and Naga as they pick up their glasses from the Ratatouille ride, talking quietly to each other.
You know, I can't help but think you're right,
Shadow replies. His gaze follows Cherry Blossom as she shoves his water bottle and fan into Joe's backpack. Cherry's hand lingers on Joe's shoulder just a second longer than would be considered casual.
It's too early in the day for that, don't you think?
Oka laughs, watching Tadashi pick up a bottle of champagne. Tadashi just raises an eyebrow and suddenly walks to the corner of the French wine shop.
End of chapter notes.
Yes, Mia's a twisty. Fight me.